So this verse is a very special verse because in this Srimad Bhagavatam, the name of Radharani is indirectly revealed. He said that Sukadeva Goswami had promised to give 7 days, 7 nights Bhagavatam class to Parikshit Maharaj, but he was worried that if he mentioned the name of Radharani, he may become so overwhelmed with ecstasy that he couldn't give any more class. He'd get choked up, faint, fall unconscious. Something could happen, because he has so much devotion for Radharani. He didn't dare to mention her name. But indirectly in this section where the gopis notice that there's one gopi who seems to have worshipped Krishna better, pleased him more. So then the word that comes, Anayaradito. So Radito Radha is hidden. It's like that thief, Dasuratnakar, who was given the mantra to chant Mara, 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 so the Mara became Rama after the first syllable. So like this, a kind of hidden, Anaya Radito, but Radha is there in that name. So this way, Radharani's glories got proclaimed indirectly by the great Sage Sukadeva Goswami. The gopis want to see Krishna happy. The one gopi was able to please Krishna more. They actually were ulasito. They were happy that Krishna is being pleased. This way, the gopis, they have pure devotion. They want to see Krishna pleased, so they don't have the envy or things like that in the material world which are visible. In the Puranas, also in the Brahma Vaibhartha Puran, it mentions that Radharani's name. Mentions different Puranas and also in the Padma Puran, the glories of Radharani's appearance day. The Brahma Vaibhartha Puran says how Krishna was thinking that he wanted to expand his pastimes, and then immediately, just without even any willful effort, just spontaneously, Radharani came from his left shoulder, his left side, and she was manifested, and then so many pastimes started to expand. Then Radharani wanted to expand the pastimes even more. At first it was just Radharani and Krishna having a Ras Leela, but she wanted it more. Then from her, many different gopis manifested that looked something similar to her. I mean, also gopi design, but they were her confidants, and this way Krishna's pastimes and the Ras Leela and everything expanded. When Krishna told Radharani that I want to come in the Dwarpa Chuga in the universe of the four-headed Brahma, we come also, we can have some nice pastimes. And then she said, well, I don't want to be, I want to see other men. I want to just see you first. So then Krishna said, we'll make that arrangement. So then Vrishabhanu Maharaj's wife, Kirtida, conceived. And on the eighth Ashtami day, the eighth day of the rising moon, Sukla Paksha, in the month of Bhadrapada, that's this month, and that Radharani appeared in the midday, 12 noon, from Kirtida. And when they saw beautiful face of Radharani, even though she was just a little baby, but it was so brilliant, like millions of moons, he felt so transcendentally blissful that he became very joyful. He gave hundreds of thousands of cows in charity to the brahmanas. The cowherd boys and the gopis, the men and women of the gopas and gopis, they were chanting and dancing and glorifying how Vrishabhanu Maharaj has a beautiful daughter. Of course, he was having a big festival in his house, big feast for everyone. Like this, it was a wonderful occasion. Dancing and music. Even the old, one of the old ladies, I think her name is Muktara or something, she was dancing also. Everyone was rejoicing. So, Radhastami is a day also chanting, singing, dancing. Then Narada Muni, he had come and saw baby Krishna in the house of Nanda and Yasoda, held Krishna, blessed the parents, said their son is very special, he'll have like power like Narayan, and you should just worship him. Just take care of him. That's your deity worship. Sometimes Prabhupada also said, for parents, take care of your kids. It's your, like your deity. Right? Said something like that? Something. Well, this was, of course, they have Krishna there as their child. So what to speak of? They have to give so much affection to Krishna. Then Narada Muni knew that the Shakti of Krishna appears after Krishna. So he was looking around Vrajadham where this Shakti could be. And he came across different houses and asked them to show their children for blessings. So everyone's happy to show their children to get blessings from a great saint like Narada Muni. But he wasn't finding who he was looking for, namely Radharani. So then he somehow he saw something or got some idea, and he went to Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Barsana. He asked that they have show the children, he'll give blessings. Let's bring all the different children. You don't have any daughter here? Well, we were a bit shy to show you because she's blind. She's got her. So I said, well, let me see that child. They brought out Radharani, whose eyes were still closed. And then put Radharani in the hands of Narada Muni. But Radharani is Aladini Shakti, she's the pleasure potency. So when she was being held by Narada, he became so ecstatic that he couldn't speak. He couldn't move. He was stunned. Tears started pouring from his eyes. His body was trembling and shaking. So he doesn't know, nobody knows what to do. The very grave Narada Muni, there he is, he's completely overwhelmed in ecstasy. They don't know what's happening. Took some time for him to gain his composure. He saw that this, even though normally little babies, they don't look so beautiful, but even though she was just a little baby, she was so beautiful, never saw anyone as beautiful as that. And so he also blessed a similar blessing to Kirtida and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, that you should take care of your daughter. Don't worry that you have this daughter is going to increase your fame all over the universe, and eventually she'll also regain her eyesight, so nothing to feel bad about. And this way, so just take care of her like your deity. Then he left. He went out into the Marshana forest, and he was praying to Radharani to please reveal herself in her form like a young maiden. So after some short time of meditating and praying, then Radharani and some of her confidants, Sakis, appeared. And the Sakis were talking to Narada, kind of admonishing, you know, you don't realize how fortunate you are to get the mercy of Radharani, to see Radharani. They gave different examples of great yogis and rishis who had meditated for days of Brahma doing tapasya in order to get the darshan of Radharani. He got so quickly. So he's very fortunate. There was one yogini was meditating for three kalpas, doing all kinds of tapasyas just to get the darshan of Radharani. So we're very fortunate that we get to hear so much about Radharani because of the six Goswamis and because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. The Radhastami, Prabhupada was in London in 1971, and the Prabhupada said, we're talking about Radhastami. So he mentions Rasha Shaktir Vivida Suryate, that there's so many different energies that the Lord has, His potencies. There's his antaranga shakti, his internal potency, the bahiranga shakti, the material energy. Then in between there's the madhyastha shakti, the jiva shaktis, who we are. So if we are taking the shelter of Krishna's service, then we're under the protection of the internal potency. And if we take the, when Maya offers us some sense gratification, if we accept that, then Maya is happy to give us her shelter with all the karmas and suffering enjoyment of the material world. So who likes to take the shelter of Mahamaya? Who'd rather take the shelter of Yogamaya of Radharani? Jai Sri Radhe! Madhav. So Radharani, the Prabhupada mentions that she's the pleasure potency, Valadini Shakti, Anandamayo Vyasat, 112 of Vedanta Sutra. Absolute truth is filled with spiritual pleasure potency, and the pleasure potency is Radharani. He also said, because absolute truth is Anandamoy, he is Eko Bahusham, he becomes many. So we're also part of parcel of Krishna, we're in the very infinitesimal parts of the pleasure potency. So our duty is also to give pleasure to Krishna. And chief pleasure potency is Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikriti Rala Dini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvo Pura Deha Vedo Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam prakatam madhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhava jyoti suvalitam nomi krishna sarupam. The Prabhupada is saying Krishna's param brahma. You don't get much information about param brahma in the material world. A little bit about Brahman. Prabhupada saying, if you don't understand Krishna, how can you understand how Krishna is enjoying? So the six Goswamis gave us information about pleasure potency of Krishna Radharani. Prabhupada is recommending reading the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Page 264. So one of Radharani's names is Madhava Mohini, or Madana Mohana Mohini. She attracts even Krishna. So this is the very auspicious day that Radharani appears, so we should offer our obeisance to Prabhupada, to Radharani. Prabhupada said, Tapta Kanchana Govrangi Radhe Vrindavane Swari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. I remember once Prabhupada was giving examples how, like, Bharat Maharaj, he left his big empire of the world in order to get spiritual bliss. How Buddha was looking for a spiritual bliss and he left everything. He had so many facilities for enjoying. So like this, all the great personalities in the spiritual side are looking for the spiritual bliss. And Radharani is that spiritual bliss. Now we hear so many pastimes of Radharani. When I was a new devotee in Montreal, I asked Prabhupada, he said something about Radharani, so I asked him a question about Radharani. He looked at me and said, who are you to ask about Radharani? You know, here I am, 19-year-old Bhakta just joined the temple. So now so many books have been published, and we have access, so very special. But Prabhupada also warned us not to ever consider Radharani to be an ordinary woman, or the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to be some kind of mundane male-female exchange. It's all in the transcendental realm. I know Prabhupada was really upset sometime by some of the pictures which showed were like too confidential or too just didn't consider the right mood. In order to appreciate Krishna's pastimes and his internal potency, then you have to understand how Krishna is completely transcendental. Doesn't have any material desires or material needs. His exchanges are all spiritual. This is the problem, of course, when you're preaching, like, of course, some religions that don't even believe in deities at all. And if you have a deity of Radha and Krishna, then they really get upset. They say, what is this? Even within the Hindu tradition, Sanatana Dharma, broad traditions, even our Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the Nimbarka, they focus on Radha and Krishna, but like the Balabhacharya, they're into Pushti Marg, more Vatsalya Bhav, and they don't understand about Krishna's pastimes. When he grew older, beyond childhood into youth, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about Krishna's pastimes. So we had to, at the same time, these pastimes are so beautiful that they can immunize us from material desires if we see them in the right way. If we get disturbed by them or agitated, then we're not ready yet to go into the very confidential pastimes. So, but this pastimes are all on the transcendental realm. They're so attractive that Krishna himself, he came as Lord Chaitanya because he wants to understand what is the happiness that Radharani is feeling for him when serving him. Because it seems to Krishna that Radharani is getting more bliss than he is. We're so fortunate that we can serve, assist Radharani and the Guru in serving Krishna and get some taste for this devotional service. This is very great mercy that Lord Chaitanya gives his followers. In the Padma Puran, there's a whole chapter about the glories of Radharani. And it says that how this is such an important day. If anybody misses this day, doesn't observe it knowingly, they're very offensive, and it's very bad for their spiritual progress. On the other hand, if one observes Radhastami, it's like 50 to 100,000 or more times Ekadasi. So it's such an important date. After I read that, then I wasn't so much impressed anymore with the Nirjala Ekadasi. Jai Sri Radhe. Just observe Radhastami. There's this, in this chapter, talks about one lady who was a kind of a modern lady at some ancient time. She was wealthy and she would travel around the world alone. And in those days, women didn't travel alone much. And they're very protected, but she was traveling around, and leading a kind of a free life, not very moral. Didn't go into so many details, but I guess now we can all use our imagination if we want to, but she's doing something wrong, but she did something right too. She went to a temple, and there was a number of ladies all making garlands and decorating things, and she said, "What's happening here?" And they said, "You don't know, tomorrow's Radhastami. Why don't you come and stay with us and observe Radhastami?" And then so she stayed and did some seva, and she strung flags and did different decorations for the temple, made garlands, stayed over, and then the next morning she saw the pujas in the morning, she saw the different observances of Radhastami, saw the abhishek, the bathing ceremony, and basically took the prashadam feast in the afternoon. Had a very nice Radhastami festival. Then her life took her around traveling, and when she died, Yamadutas came to take her away, because apparently while she was traveling she had committed some sinful acts. They came to take her away, but then the Vishnu Dutas showed up and said, "No, you can't take her." I said, "Why not? She's a sinner." I said, "Well, she did Radhastami." "Oh, come on, that was just like by accident. She one time, you know. She did so many sins, you know." "No, no. She goes with us. She did Radhastami, back to Godhead." So, of course, we should sin on the strength of Radhastami. She didn't, even she did sin, but she didn't, she just well deserved Radhastami. She didn't consciously commit any aparats. And so somehow she got the mercy. So Radhastami is so great. Krishna is very pleased when you worship Radharani. You know, Krishna is more pleased when you serve his devotee than when he served. So that's, of course, another secret how Radharani service that will please Krishna so much. Goswamis, Prabhupada said, they never said that they saw Krishna. Even though they were the most perfect, they never said, "I have seen Krishna." Their prayers were like this: "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi ke, hey Nanda suno, kutao, hey Radhe, Radharani, hey Radhe, Raja Devi ke." Cha. Radharani does not remain alone. She remains always with his, her friends, Raja Devi, Lalita, Visakha, other damsels of Vrindavan. So the Goswamis are praying in their mature stage. When they were living in Vrindavan, they were praying in this way: "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi ke, cha Lalite, hey Nanda suno kuta, where Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where you are? Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, where you are all?" They were searching after. They never said, "I have seen Krishna dancing with the gopis. Last night I saw." Ha ha. Laughter. This is sahajya. This is not mature devotee. This is called sahajya. They take everything very cheap. Krishna very cheap, Radharani very cheap, as if they can see every night. No, the Goswamis do not teach us like that. They're searching after, "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi ke, Shalalite, Hey Nanda Suno. Kuta. Sri Govardhan. Padapa. Kali. Kalindi Vonye Kuta. Are you there under the Govardhan Hill or on the banks of the Jamuna? Kalindi Vonye Kuta. Gosanta Viti Sarvato Rajapure Kedar Mahavivalau. Their business was crying like this: where you are, where you are, Radharani, where you are, Lalita, Visakha, the associates of Radharani, where you are, Krishna, are you near Govardhan Hill or on the bank of the Jamuna? Gosanta Viti Sarvato Rajapure. So throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, they were crying and searching for them. Kedar Mahavivalau, as if madmen. Kedar Mahavivalau, one day, Rupa Sanatano Raghura Yugo, Sichiva Gopalako. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Goswamis, how to search out Krishna and Radha, Rani. Vrindavan, or within your heart, that is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan, feeling of separation, Vipralamba. Vipralamba Seva, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling the separation of Krishna. He was falling down on the sea. He was coming out of his restroom or his bedroom and going out at dead of night. Nobody knew where he has gone, so that was his searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that very easy. We have seen Krishna or seen Radharani and Ras Leela. No. Not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation, feeling, and then it will be perfect. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Because our material eyes, we cannot see Krishna. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namavet Grajam Indriyai. With our material senses, we cannot see Krishna. We cannot hear about Krishna's name. But, Sevan Mukhi Jivado, when you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, where the service begins, Jivado, from the tongue, not from the legs, eyes, or ears. It begins from the tongue. Sevan Mukhi Jivado. If you be in service to the chant, to the tongue, how? Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And take Krishna Prasad. The tongue has got two business: to articulate sound, Hare Krishna, and take Prasad. By this process, you'll realize Krishna. Hare Bol Sri Prabhupada Ki. So Radha, some maids are this is the Sri Radhika Astotara Satanam Stotram by Raghunath Das Goswami. Some maid servant, unable to find her mistress, has fallen on the bank of the Radhakunda, crying in great anxiety, being very eager to take exclusive shelter of her lotus feet, glorifying her by singing the following names of her: Radha Gandharvika Gosta Yuva Rajaika Kamita Gandharva Radhika Chandra Kantir Madhava Sangini. Different names of Radharani. Radha Gandharvika, the only girl desired by the prince of Raja, who is worshipped by the Gandharva angels, whose luster is like the moon, who accompanies Madhava. Damodara Dvaita Sakhi Kartikot Kirti Deswari Mukunda Daita Brinda Damila Mani Manjari. Damodara's unrivaled girlfriend, the queen who bestows fame on the Kartik month, the crest jewel of Mukunda's lady friends, Bhaskaropasika Varshabhanadi Vrishabhanuja Ananga Manjari Jesta Sridhama Varajotama, who worships the sun, who belongs to King Vrishabhanu, who is born from King Vrishabhanu, Ananga Manjari's older sister, Sridhama's younger sister, the greatest female. Kirtida Konyaka Matisneha Piyusha Putrika Visaka Savaya Preshta Visaka Jivita Adika. Kirtida's daughter, who is the nectarian object of her mother's affection, who is the same age as Visakha, who is dearer than life to Visakha. Pranaditya Lalita Vrindavana Viharini Lalita Prana Lakshayika Raksha Vrindavaneshwari, who is none other than Lalita's very life and joys in Vrindavan, who saves Lalita's life lakhs of times, Queen of Vrindavan. Bhajendra Grihini Krishna Praya Sneha Niketanam Vraja Go Gopa Gopali Jiva Matraika Jivanam, who is dear to Mother Yasoda as Krishna, who is the only life of the cows, cowherds men and cowherd girls of Vraja. Snehala Bira Rajendra Vatsal Chuta Purvaja Govinda Pranayidara Surabhi Sevanon Mukha. Who is the object of King Nanda's affection, who gets parental affection from Balaram, who is the object of Govinda's love, who is very eager to go to Nandishwar for serving Krishna, who is regarded as non-different from her by Danishta and seen in her meditations. Danishta is Yasoda's maidservant, like that. So many glories of Radharani. They said 8:30 before. Hare Krishna, Radhastami ki.